This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me. I really do. So send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And if you, I've been saying it for a while. I haven't said it in a while, but I used to say it all the time. If you put a capital TRS in the subject line, I definitely will get to your email. If you don't, I kind of see the junk mail. I'll end up getting to it eventually. I just don't put it up at the top of the list. Okay? If you want to get involved in the conversation, it is 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can hop up on the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There is a live chat room going on there. A lot of smart people in the chat room, smarter than I am for sure. So I do appreciate that as well. So, you know, I wrote a piece about Hillary Clinton a while. I mean, I wrote another one the other day, and I'm not going to get to it. It's just not going to happen. But I wrote about the dangers of being involved in a business dealing or any of the dealings of the Clintons. There were 50-plus families. You hear me? 50-plus families who've lost loved ones who were with, close with, all right? With or close with Clintons that are gone, done, finished. Since then, we've added four more to the list, maybe six. Come on, think this thing through. I mean, this can only be so much coincidence going on here. Again, I'm tired of you guys on the left saying, well, she's never been convicted. No, she's never been caught. Because you won't try to tie anything together. You won't even try to tie it together. See, if you try to tie something together and it isn't there, if you try to pin something on somebody that isn't there, you're not going to do it. It's going to be flim-flam, it's going to be floozy, it's going to be something wrong with it. It's just not going to make sense. So a few weeks back, we lost Democratic staffer Seth Conrad. He's only 27, shot in his back multiple times on his way to meet with the FBI to discuss election fraud. You with me? Now, I wonder if he was going to turn in, if he was going to turn in the Republicans. Do you think anybody would have shot him? I'm curious. Do you think anybody would even thought of shooting him? Yeah, we don't know how to play dirty like that. Not yet, anyway. Then we have the UN official, John Ash. He died suspiciously the day before he was set to testify as a top official against the DNC and Hillary Clinton. That was on June. Now, some are saying these aren't true. They're not real. I'm sorry. I'm tired of... Now, Snopes can't be trusted at all. They have been way too quick to cover the tracks of Mrs. Clinton, way too quick. And other Dems. Victor Thorne, remember him, author of the books exposing the Clintons? He was found dead of a gunshot wound on the mountaintop near his home. I'm probably suicide. especially if it's in the back of the head. That seems to be how most of those victims committed suicide. The ones that were somehow working with, related to, part of the Clintons. Yeah, anyhow. Let me see what else. Sean Lucas. This is all within the last few weeks, people. Lead attorney in the anti-Clinton DNC fraud case and a Bernie Sanders supporter. He was found dead at his home on August 4th. So you look at all these things. I know, they're just all coincidences, right? The fact that every one of them who were somehow linked back to Hillary Clinton. I'll bet you if I went down to the morgue right now here in Los Angeles County and I picked up 10 of the dead people sheets, I'm sure I could find something as readily available, as easy to tie together as these are. Don't you think? God bless America. And I don't know how you people... This is why the piece that I recently wrote, I called it Hillary Zombies. You know, what else are you going to call it? I don't know what else to call it. They questioned... I asked the guy today who was a solid Hillary supporter. I'm still waiting. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to wait a little longer for the response. Okay, but I want to know... Has she done anything that appears to be criminal, that comes very close, may even crossed over the line, right? I asked him, I said, you can't tell me that her and her husband have done absolutely nothing wrong. I'm not willing to buy it. And, you know, I don't know, give me proof or don't give me proof or whatever. So anyway, I'm waiting patiently for his response, though I don't expect to get one. Okay? I do not expect to see anything from this person. But that's why I said they drink the Kool-Aid. They don't really care what the truth is, what the evidence is, as long as it isn't a Republican. They're interested in just looking the other way, which is not honest. It's not upright. But they want us to be. To change the way we fight people. I'm not saying we lie, but we definitely have to get more strategic on how we fight them. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Always, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me because, you know, who else is going to be with me? I'd be here all alone if you guys didn't show up. Seriously. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I really do honestly appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air in the chat room. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll up on the realside.com. Got a lot of things happening. Andrea Nelson joins me again, as she usually does every week
here on the show. She's from the Clover Agency. She, I refer to her as my pop culture queen because she's so much younger than I am, and has to explain to me what all this garbageness going on out there is all about. And Andrea, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, did you? I've been harping on this all night because it's really bugged the garbage out of me. Did you hear that? Mike, are you a sports watcher? I mean, are you watching the Olympics and that kind of thing?
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
A little bit. So, did you see the thing where Michael Phelps was asked to give up his flag? You know, his the ability to walk the flag and give it to the second place person because she was a black African American female Muslim.
I didn't. I must have missed that story. Oh, this sounds juicy, Joe.
Yeah. You'll have to go look at it. But he didn't do anything wrong. The reason they were calling on him to... You ready for this one? The reason they were calling for him to do it is because he's a white guy with 22 medals. He already has all the recognition he needs. So even though he was voted on by his peers, even though he won 22 medals, they still wanted him to give it up. Because he just had too much. So tell your kids, go tell your kids later on tonight, say, honey, stop practicing because you're not going to win anything anyhow.
Or, yeah.
Or what? I mean, come on. The socialism doesn't get any better than this. Like, I'll go win and then I'll give you everything.
Because that's only fair, Joe. I mean, it's only fair.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, go
ahead. The second place person was just pretty much the same. It's pretty much the same
right.
as the first
sure.
person. So
yeah.
It just seems fair that they would split it.
You have to look at that stuff and go, come on, they're joking, right? You know?
But
go ahead.
I'm curious what his, because I didn't see the story, but I'm curious what his reaction was to this. I mean, did you just give it up? Like, you know what? That's true. That's fair.
He didn't give it up right away. It took a little while for him to do it, and I am sure he sat there and tried to figure out what the political correct outpour was going to be. You know what I would have said, right? I would have been going, I'm sorry, who are you talking to? I got 22 medals. How many she got? Oh, none? No. It would have been that simple for me. And on top of that, listen, their peers voted them in. Okay, so it wasn't like whatever, their peers voted them in. So anyway. All right, did you read that one story I sent you?
I did.
So here's a new one for you. Look, if you're looking for, I think she's in Florida, I'm not quite sure. If you're looking for a safe place to take, well, I won't say safe. If you're looking for a place to take your children as you go do your shopping and what have you, it seems that, Casey Anthony has obtained a license to open a daycare center. So who better to watch your children than one who couldn't find her own? And but she was acquitted, right? So we can't hold this against her because she was acquitted. Would you leave your kids there?
I would not, but to be fair, you're right. She was acquitted. There's really no reason why she wouldn't receive a license. I mean, she wasn't, you know, she wasn't charged with anything, but she wasn't proven that she did anything wrong.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that another woman put her in charge of her own children, you know, even long before she even went for a childcare license. So I guess the question is interesting that a woman who was so desperate for childcare and admitted that she was a little reluctant to have Casey Anthony watch her children,
She did it anyway,
because she needed it that badly. She had to go out, and she had to make money, and she needed someone to watch, and she couldn't afford traditional childcare, she said. So she ended up hiring her, and it's been great. I mean, it's been great. Her kids seem to love her, and it's all been going so well that now it's inspired her to start her own business. So, I mean, it's all the American dream, right, Joe? I mean,
Oh my God.
She's found her calling. She's tried some other jobs, and nothing really worked out. She's tried to start other businesses, but this is taking off for her.
Hey, want to take a gamble with your children? Leave them with me right here, Casey Anthony. I would have rented me a box truck. I would have had the words no, hell no painted on the box truck, and I would have driven around the house all day long. Oh, God. I mean, seriously, I realize she was acquitted, maybe for all the wrong reasons or whatever. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I mean, I'm not a lawyer or what have you, so I don't know exactly everything that went down. But if you think about, you know, the look on her face, the way she responded to certain things, how she acted, you heard the history of her lifestyle before she lost her daughter. I mean, seriously, I'm not so sure she spent 10 minutes a week with that baby. So why would you, why the heck, I just don't, see, you're a mother, I know mothers and dads are kind of different on this stuff here.
Well, you know what, admittedly, I would not leave my children with her.
Yeah.
So let's not get confused, you know, I want to be clear. But it has been 5 years, and she was a young mom, clearly, yes, a lifestyle that, you know, she made a lot of mistakes, and she wasn't a perfect mom. But it's been 5 years, and perhaps, you know, she's grown and learned a lot since then. Let me give her the benefit of the doubt. I mean, she was acquitted.
How to hide the duct tape and the Clorox and really clean out your trunk after you do the wrong thing? I'm sorry. I've got four children. I know you've got children too. I'm not. You can say I'm judging if you want to. I don't really care because I probably am to a degree. I would not lock my kids in the trunk at times. Lock them in the car. Lock them in a closet.
Yeah, but that's beside the point. I think the question is: should she be allowed to have a child with no license? That's what she wants. She wants to open her own business.
No.
And you're saying,
no.
You might not hire her, but would you really honestly say that no, she should not be allowed?
I would make it my full-time job. To make,
really?
Yeah, listen.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
Who would sign off? I would need a psych shrink that had been with her for about 6 months to sign off that she's actually turned the corner on child abuse. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Andrea Nelson joins me from the Clover Agency. Always a pleasure to have her with us. And we're doing a lot of the pop culture stuff that you won't hear. Hey, one school district doesn't want you to call your kids boys or girls anymore, and it's not the purple penguin one either. We'll be right back. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on realside.com and find it there as well.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. For you Alice Cooper, that was just for you Alice Cooper freaks. I used to love Alice Cooper. Yes, me. I used to love Alice Cooper. Anyway, always a pleasure. I still like him. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Andrea Nelson joins me as she does every week so we can discuss all the pop culture freaky stuff going on out there. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on air, online. Any way you can get the show. I make it easy for you. I really do. I mean, I make it as easy as, you know, stepping on horse manure on a ranch. You really shouldn't be able to miss us anywhere. And, Andrea, thanks again for joining me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll hit the first one because that's the one I know is going to cause the most amount of trouble. The North Carolina school system. Now, we did a story similar to this, and they come up on a regular basis. I just don't do them all. Last year we did a story about Purple Penguins, a school district that wouldn't allow the kids to be called male or female. What they called them was penguins. And that way there, you know, they weren't boys or girls, and their little penguins were going to the bathroom, what have you. And they would line them up that the people, the young ones that like trucks in this line, the young ones who like dolls in this line. Just nuts. Well, here's another one where North Carolina school district has decided that children should not be called boys or girls. And the school system, the presentation to principals and counselors is recommending that kids are not referred to as boys or girls, but instead as scholars and students. Why would you do that, though? I mean, who's the scholar? That's kind of demeaning.
No. No, I didn't read it that way. Well,
I'm looking at it going, hey.
Call everybody students, or yeah. You call them scholars, everybody, collectively. It's not one group of students and one group of scholars.
But what if the teacher keeps calling me one of her students and calls the girls next to me, you know, she's such a scholar.
No, I think it
would make me feel bad.
Words you use interchangeably to describe everybody. And we were talking about this in the break. When I first read this, you know, initially I was enraged a bit at the whole, you know, the fact that this the transgender movement is gaining such momentum that now we can't even, you know, distinguish between boys and girls. And, you know, on the one hand, it just seems completely ridiculous. On the other hand, though, you know, when I thought about the fact that, like, everybody is called or named a student or a scholar, I thought, what's so bad about that? I mean, they are at school to learn. So by calling them a scholar, them hearing themselves referred to that way, how can that be a bad thing? And then that got me thinking about, you know, and you know that my background in education, and so I've done a lot of thinking and just in the way that boys learn and girls learn. I think that's obvious, right, to a lot of people. I think that everybody can accept that boys learn differently than the girls, you know, in general. But I think there's times when sometimes girls grow up thinking they can't do certain things, or they're not good in math, or they're not good with numbers. And yet boys think, you know, I'm not good at language subjects. And I think that that's a generalization, that that happens in education. But then I took a, then I looked at this and I thought, you know, well, what's the big deal? So we call everybody scholars. Like, maybe that's not such a bad thing.
Yeah. I'm glad you just got back from Mars. So let's talk about this.
Wow.
So if the teachers were sitting down and saying, look, we're going to take a different tact on this because, you know, when we do this, the girls that, the boys this, the boys that. But that's not what the premise of this thing is about. When you look at this, the premise of this, it's being driven by and pushed by transgender students, right? So they want to be able to support transgender students. You're talking about a group of people that are, and again, I shouldn't have to say this, but for the morons who listen to the show and love to nail me on stuff, I'm not saying that people shouldn't, even though they're 1% or 2% or 3%, we shouldn't make some kind of accommodations for them, but we shouldn't change a whole system for them, for any group. I don't care what it is. All right? You just don't do that. It's not right. It's not fair. So, you know, here
yeah,
you have...
But if the solution is to call everybody scholars,
they are.
You're not labeling them something they're not. They are students.
But you can't.
Why not?
They don't want you calling them boys and girls.
But I mean, what's the big deal?
I want you to call my son. So what are you going to do if I say to you, I want you to call my son a boy? I want you to say, little boy, come here. I want you to say, young man, the bathroom is down the hall to the right. I do not want you to say, hey, little scholar, little. It's so cold. It's so generic.
No, I disagree. I disagree. I think that, and I think the more that a student hears themselves referred to that way, the more they take ownership of their own. There to do. They're there to be a scholar. They're not there just to be a little boy or be a little girl.
Well, I know a lot of parents would disagree with you. They're supposed to have fun in elementary school.
Well, don't get me started on that one.
Okay, they're supposed
a whole other show.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, it's a daycare center. They're supposed to be having fun, and if learning is not fun, then. So here's the deal. You know, so, but you and I also talked during the break, and, you know, I get these. I don't get just the studies at the school district I'm at. I just see them online and do this. The bottom line with it is that girls and boys do. Male and females, I don't care what you want to call them. The two different sexes, they do learn different. They do process certain things differently. And we don't make it worse by teaching them differently. I think, you know, I actually just read a study, 4 months ago, 5 months ago, and I think you and I even talked about it, how boys are being left behind. Because girls learn so much, learn quicker, that it almost like some of the classes are geared at that faster learning, and the boys are always in catch-up mode. So if you don't distinguish, then
what? I don't think that's always true. I think that also depends on personalities. I think it depends on, you know, sometimes there are, you know, boys that are fast learners, and there are girls that learn more slowly. So I don't think I think that's a really broad brushstroke, you know, to generalize that way. I think that also different personalities, you know, have different, you know, they learn best in different environments. And I think that well known and received. So I don't think it's only about gender. So I think that when we perpetuate the boys and girls, perhaps we're perpetuating these labels on kids.
So wait a minute.
What do we need them for anyway?
So what if I came up with a study and I replaced everywhere it said boy or girl with, okay, chromosome X learns this way, and chromosome Y learns this way.
But it isn't just gender, though, Joe, is what I'm saying. Like, you know, there are a lot of other factors that go into the way a person learns, whether they're male or female. It's not just being male or female.
Yes,
it can also
but
sometimes the firstborn child might learn differently than the...
Yes, I don't disagree with you.
The smallest.
Right.
Other factors, too.
Yes.
I mean, depends on their environment at home or just their own personalities. Maybe they're an type A personality or they're not. And so they let things go a lot faster. I mean, there's just so many things that go into the way a child learns. And you're right. We don't accommodate every learning style in the classroom because you can't. It's impossible. And so, again, why Why perpetuate a label on a boy or a girl? Why not just call everybody students and scholars? What's the big deal? I guess it's where I keep coming back to.
What's the big deal? See,
what's the big deal?
I think it's what's gotten us to where we are today. We too many times over the last 50, 60, 70 years. What what difference does it make, right? No, we've said too many times over the last 50 or 60 years, too many times, it's not a big deal, it doesn't matter, we don't have to call it Christmas, we can call it this, no, you can't pray on school grounds anymore, we can call it this, you can read Playboy, but you can't read the Bible, it's not a big deal, it's not, they can do it at home, you know, we have given up, no matter what it is, we've given up so many things to it, it's not a big deal, wait a minute, then I sit down, and I'm told...
Student at school. They're a scholar at school. It's school. That's the primary.
They're kids at school. They're children at school.
Wow.
Then you know what? Then take the boys and girls off the bathrooms too, and just put students and scholars. Matter of fact, there you go. We'll put students on one. We'll put scholars on the other. How's that? That'll make everybody happy, right? And then if you go to Wisconsin, you're going to have to put penguin purple, penguin yellow. I don't know. I don't even know what you're going to do there. So. It's getting out of hand because all of them are trying to find ways. I do not believe for 1 minute that this story is all about how to get them to learn better, okay? This is all about how to make them feel better about themselves so they don't pick a gender or a sex before whatever time it is that they want to do that. It's all, I believe, truly believe that this is all about gender identity. It's becoming to the point where even some hospitals are being forced to take male and female off there because a doctor shouldn't decide at birth what a child is. Here, you've given birth to a 6-pound it. Here you go, just for you.
Oh, wow.
I mean, give me a break, right?
Well, that's an extreme, of course. I can't argue with that.
But it starts off simple. It never starts off extreme. It always starts off simple.
But I guess my point is, not me thinking about the fact that maybe we should be thinking about our kids more as they're to learn versus thinking about the differences between boys and girls. Because I think reminding a girl that of certain things, like she's going to be good in English, but she's not, she might be good in languages, but she's not probably going to be good in math. Those kinds of thoughts stay with a person. And it's the reason why we're having trouble getting women into STEM careers, which we so desperately need in this country.
Yeah, but you know what? I just went to the, and we'll talk about this inside the break. I just went to the NASA Women's Engineer Exhibition here in town. And
that's
I gotta
a good
tell
point.
You,
they have a women's expedition.
But I'll tell you why when we come back.
Other women.
We got to go to break. But when I come back, I'll tell you why they call it the women's. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real side. We'll be back in just a minute.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't.
Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Very much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We are back in a bit of a discussion about what to call women. Oh, I'm sorry, young girls and young boys in elementary school. Andrea Nelson joins me, as she does pretty much every week. She's from the Clover Agency, and Andrea, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so I told you the district that I'm in, or trustee of, the NASA engineers came here, and I call them the NASA Women's Engineer Team. And when I asked what that was all about, why you just don't have NASA engineers, she said, because one little girl wants to be an engineer. It just sounds so terrible. Right? So when you think of engineer, you think of male. You think boys. Boys want to be engineers.
And she said, we put the woman in front of it because we want little girls to ask the questions. We want to show them what we do because we think it's neat to play with trucks. We think it's neat to build things that, you know, climb up and down walls and explode and do all kinds of fun stuff, too. And so they had a whole group of women up there on the stage, and they were showing the stuff that they built and the stuff that they made and how they figured out how to make it work. And they brought a small, scaled-down version of the Mars rover. And showed how it worked and that kind of stuff. And they went through it in such a fashion where I said, you know, okay, all right, you got me. I can't even argue this point. Now, what's wrong with that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think it's great. I think if it inspires young girls to think about how things work, where they maybe didn't otherwise think about it, or even a good example, this is a story that we did a couple of years ago. Remember when Legos first brought out, like, girl Legos? I mean, quote unquote girl Lego, you know, the ones in pink and purple, you could, you know, build. You know, do you remember that we did that story a long time ago?
I remember Lego. We did this story, but go ahead.
Yeah, we did this story because it was like, whoa, Lego is really shaking it up. Now Legos have to be girls and boys. Remember, we did that story, but there's some, it comes from this place of Legos in people's minds have always been for boys. And so when you, historically, you look at Legos and Lego sets, they always seem to be, you know, types of, you know, toys and aligned with different, you know, superhero movies and things that many boys like. But why not? As in pink and purple. Why not get girls thinking about, you know, it's like, how do I build this? Or if I want to, how do I have an idea to build something and now I have the tools to do it? And if changing the color of Legos inspires a girl to do it, then great. And it's the same thing. And I feel like it is in the last decade, I feel, that there's this movement toward a realization that women can be good at making things work and being an engineer or an architect. And now they have more opportunities to be inspired to do it. I think it's awesome.
Well, yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
I guess part of the confusion for me is I don't think I ever grew up thinking that or being taught, I'll put it that way, that men were better than women, or girls couldn't learn certain things. None of that stuff ever crossed my family's lips, seriously.
Well, it never crossed my family's lips either, but I will tell you this, that as I got older through school, when we got into the harder math, you know, every year the math felt just a little more challenging.
Right.
And there was an opportunity to move from algebra 2, trigonometry, into perhaps calculus. And that's when I remember my girlfriend saying, can't do math. I've never been able to do math. And I do remember this, that many of the boys moved on and the girls didn't. And there was these conversations that I remember hearing. I remember talking to each other, encouraging each other not to do any more math. And I don't know where it comes from. I don't know if it's a subconscious. I don't remember my parents ever saying, like, you can't do what boys do. Never, ever. They never would have. But I still picked it up.
Yeah, that's funny because my girls would say that from time to time. I'm just a girl. And I go, yeah, okay, what does that mean? Seriously, what is that actually? You just can't go around. You can't run around topless in the street. That's all that means. Other than that, nothing. There's nothing else stopping you from doing anything else, okay? So I never put up with that. I never accepted it as even as conversation, frankly. Because we know it's not true. We just know it's not true. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, okay, so let's get to the Blake Shelton. I don't even know who Blake Shelton is, but anyway.
Wow, really?
You don't
watch The Voice ever?
The what?
Just sometimes?
The who?
Okay, someday, when you're not on the show, 8 o'clock at night, you need to...
There you go. That's why I don't see it, because it's on, yeah. Anyway, so he spars with the Westboro Baptist Church, apparently, and you know, like me, he's not shy about speaking his mind, often proved as he's seen on Twitter, and in the most recent sparring match online, he's a country musician.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
a country musician.
So if I didn't work nights, I probably still wouldn't know who he was.
Yes. But,
so what did he do here?
So you know how much we love the Westboro Baptist Church. I mean, they're always fodder for some good conversation.
And they love me and they know me. So yes, okay.
Right. I know. I'm sure you're really popular with them. So they judging You know, they do that so well, and that they're judging Blake Shelton in this case because he recently got divorced from his wife.
Oh.
And it's been in the news. It's been kind of a public thing, although they've been trying, to their credit, they've been trying to kind of not make it so public and just be quiet about it. However, he has, he and Gwen Stefani have had a relationship over the last
I was going to ask you about that. I get these emails every day that Blake and Gwen called it quits. And you know what I keep saying? I don't care. How do I stop these things? But go ahead. Continue, please.
Are you kidding? This is like, this is huge. I mean, they're one of the biggest, you know, couples in America. So they're on The Voice together as co-hosts. Then they meet. They, you know, have come out of a relationship. They fall in love. And now it appears that they're quite serious. So, the Westboro Baptist Church takes it as an opportunity to just completely criticize and judge him for the divorce altogether. And so they say, you know, God hates divorce. So they're tweeting at him, and he just is done. I mean, he is
good
enough,
for him. Yeah.
Enough already. So he really fights back at them. He says, I see y'all are back at it. Did y'all ever expand your gene pool, or are you still nailing your media family members? So, definitely.
Sounds like something I would write, but go ahead.
You know, so that they come back at him, and they're, you know, they're saying, well, you know, we think you need to repent, you know, we're pleading to put away your sexual perversion and seek God's mercy. They call it proud adultery. God hates divorce. So, you know, they're just not stopping. And anyway, so that was, he got a lot of positive reinforcement from the Westboro Baptist Church, but that goes without saying. I mean, it's like,
every time I've butt heads with them two or three times where they were going back and forth with me, and I just kept nailing them about, I don't know what God you're talking about. This is what my God says. And then they go to the Old Testament. I go, you know what? I don't live in the Old Testament, right? I said, Christ, we're so screwed up that we had ten laws to live by. And God said, what is it with you people? I give you 10 lousy laws. You can't live by them. And Christ comes and says, hey, I'm going to give you 2. All right? He says, you can't do 10. Let's try 2. And they didn't like that at all. That did not make them happy.
Sure not.
Well, because you know what? Let's be honest about it. They're used to secular people pushing back at them and just calling them hateful, and they don't use any scripture. You can't fight people like this using secular terms. It's just not going to work. So you have to fight them using the terms they understand. It's the only way. Real quick, we only got a couple of minutes. That family of the Muslim student suspended for a homemade clock is now suing the school because, you know, the school has so much money to fight this kind of thing, number one. He left. He went to Qatar. Right, and now he's come back. Has he come back?
No, it doesn't appear that he has. It looks like he was afraid for his safety, and he left, and that was that.
They wanted $15 million. I'll give him $15 million.
There are so many question marks in this for me. I can't. I'm just calling a whole load of BS on the story. Yeah. But then I looked it up, and I'm finding it on LA Times in an article about it, and it's the information is pretty consistent that this, you know, this boy felt he was unsafe, and so in his school, and so he left, and what looked like a bomb.
Yeah. Did somebody threaten to, you know, attach the 2 leads to his head and shock him? I mean, seriously, he did something stupid.
It was stupid.
Right?
And even if you see the pictures of it, it was stupid. But even Barack Obama is with open arms saying, you know, we're sorry, this should never happen to you. Come to the White House. Wow, that's a really cool thing that you built. Wow. And,
Obama's got, he's got millions of dollars sitting around in cash. He could just give this kid $15 million out of his cookie jar. I'm sure it'd be fine.
On so many levels, this is so disturbing, the story. On so many levels, I need a whole segment on it.
All right. Go ahead and tell people how they can find you.
They can find me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is AndreaNDLC, or on my website, thecloveragency.com. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on with me tonight. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, we are here all week. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation here at the live chat room. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Have a great rest of the day. We'll see you tomorrow.